strength of your soul. Mamish the chazde Hashem, Hashem has rachmonis on us, chesed of Hashem, that even though we mamish eat a whole day, the eating is considered like you're fasting. So mamish is chesed Hashem that you're not fasting, it's not so bad. It's considered we have the schus as if we're fasting. Like there's gvalt of the schus, Erev Yom Kippur, we have the schus as if we're fasting that day. So that's the chiddush of this pasuk. That she, the pasuk says the ninth day you're supposed to fast, it doesn't mean really fasting. It means the eating that you do on Erev Yom Kippur is considered as if you fasted. So Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi learns Kolochel v'Shreisu. Rashi learns Dochi Komek. What does the pasuk means? V'yanisem batisha. It means make yourself pain on the ninth day. It means achilas tshiya ani kari inui. What you're eating on the ninth day is called pain. V'chiba d'achilas inui chashiva called the mafish pachilo shtiya tfei odif. Not different. The same thing. The Torah is considered the eating on Erev Yom Kippur as if you're fasting. The male, the more you eat, it's considered like the more you're fasting. So that's be better off. The me the come of Erev Akorkach le makbira inui the tisha. He kari inu the tisha achilu shti the day kari inui. Rabad Yika main fasting starts at night first. The Torah is being the chadash dal a chesed of Hashem that what you eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, the Torah considers as if mamish you are a fasting. That's a chesed of Hashem. Taptois also be said, Taptois says, Kleimar. It's considered as if Hashem commanded you to fast, via sana and mamish you're fasting. But you're not allowed to fast. I mean, now that we darshan, the eating is considered like fasting. If a person really wants to fast, he's not allowed to. But they're meaning with Sokhan Vergel Dvorin. Ma bread Ravina Kudra Shah said the Yosef Batanisa, a whole year round he used to fast, he didn't eat by daytime. Levar meyatsarto puriyo omali yom tikipura. Achutz for Natzeros on Shavuos, on Purim, and on Erev Yom Kippur, those are the only 3 days a year that he ate throughout the day. The Zobuk of Akiva, the Kavishmol Esther Havrosha. So, kids, you see, on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah now teach. You're not allowed to say it's only considered like fasting, and I would rather really fast. No, it's a mitzvah teach. You have to eat, and the eating is considered, Hashem considers it like you fasted. Tanur Rabban, Bryce says like this. The Pesuk says, Yoivul Hi. This is called, the 50th year is called Yovel. So it's Yoveli, like saying it is Yovel. That means, Afa Pish Leishantu. Even though Desna was not married the mitzvah of Shemitah Karka, of giving back the Karka to one another, and Afa Pish Leitoku. Even though they didn't blow the Shofi at Yom Kippur, you should know, still it's called Yovel. That's the Chiddush. Yovel Hi. So this year is Yovel. Now, Yochel, I would have thought, Afa Pish Leishulchu. Maybe even if Desdin did not set free the Avodim, halacha is on Yom Kippur when they blow the shofar on Yovel, the Avodim go out free. So maybe even if Desdin didn't blow the shofar, they didn't let them go out free, it's also as tushas Yovel. Talmud Lomah, the pasuk says no, Yovel he. He means one thing it does mean. There's one condition to give a tushas Yovel. If you let the Avodim go out free, then it's called Yovel. If you didn't let the Avodim go out free, it's not called Yovel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rashi says, Yovel hi tiyelechem. That's what the Pesach says. Yovel should be for you. Now, Liel Minek Sib, before this, the Pesach says, V'harvata shayfa. Blow the shayfa on Yom Kippur of Yovel, V'kidashte mishna sachemishim shona. And be mekadishit, u'krosem duror. And it says also, free the slaves. That's krosem duror. Call Yovel a free year, the slaves go out free. V'odik Sib, then the Pesach says, Yovel hi, means tiyelechem. It should be for you. Ukroy Yisairahu, really it's next to word Yovel Hi. Because we know already we're talking about Shnas HaChamishim. So it's Lidrosh, it comes to say Drosh of Yovel Hi. Vachet Tidrushem, this is the way you dash in the word Yovel Hi. Yovel Hi Lochem means Kum Mikom Otem. No matter what you do, this year is Yovel. The Yafidu Lo Nasa Boi Dvar Malolu, even if you didn't do all these mitzvahs, still the Mice is called Yovel. Havar Hashem, even though you didn't blow the Shofar, Veloshu Velachuzi, you didn't give back the Karka, still it's called Yovel. Tahainu Shmitas Kakois, Shekonu Zemize, Tiksiva Boster Haikro, Vishafte Mishalakozosai, Afa Pikain, even so, Shame Yovel Olav Lias Osab Zriya Vatira, Uktira, Kedesiv Lysizra. This year is called Yovel, you're not allowed to plow, you can't cut down the Tfua, it's called Yovel. Even if you didn't blow the Shreif, even if you didn't give back the Karka. So Yochel, I would have thought, Afa Pishle Shilchu, Avodim Hi Yovel. Even if he didn't set the Avodim free, maybe it's also called Yovel. Talmud loy mehi. No, the pasuk says yovel he in masisa dvorim halalu. He yovel. If you do something, that makes it yovel. The imlav, you don't do this one condition, ain't a yovel. It's not yovel. Lakam neforish be yovel. My chazit told the kriyas deror. How do you know, punk, what you have to have is kriyas deror? How do you know that's the mitzvah? Maybe the other ones are the mitzvah. How do you know, punk, deror is the mitzvah? We'll soon see. The teretz is, because that's the last thing it said right before yovel, like Rashi brought down. It said first blow the shofar, then it says across some drawer, and then it says yovel he. So he dashes yovel he means goes on right before it. That what makes it yovel if you free the avodim? Once you free the avodim, it's called yovel. It has a dush of yovel. But the other tnoim of blowing the shofar and letting the karka go back to its original owner, that you don't need. Even if you don't do it, still it has kedushas yovel. You're not allowed to plant. You can't chorish the karka this year. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi, young Rabbi Yosi says like this. The pasuk says yovel he. No, 50th year of yovel. It means afa pish lo shamtu and afa pish lo sholchu hil. Even if you don't set the avodim free, the avodim, still it's called yovel. Yochel, I would have thought afa pish lo tiku. Even if they didn't blow the shofar, also it's called yovel. Talmud lo yimano. The pasuk says he. It says yovel he that you have to blow the shofar. That's the Machlokes. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. So Gemara, the Chimeyacha Shemikru Echad Marba or Mikru Echad Mamayit Mifnei Maani Yomer Yovel He Afa Pish Lo Shulchoi V'Ein Yovel El Imkem Tiku. How's Rabbi Yosi know this? They tell him now Yovel means one thing you do need, another thing you don't need. How do you know to pick on Kiyah Shofar that you do need? And Yom Kippur, you have to blow the shofar the 50th year, then it's yovel. If you don't blow the shofar, it's not yovel. That you need. Mashen King, setting them free, that you don't need. How do you know that? He says, the svar of Rabbi Yosi is like this. It's possible to say there won't be one ever in the whole Klai Yisrael. It's possible to say this year there are no ever ivries. Nobody has an ever ivry. So therefore, it doesn't have to be that you have to set the avodim free. It could be 1 year, there'll be no avodim to set free. But you should know, the Evshel Yerlam blows Kiyah Shofar. But that's not possible to say that in the whole world you have it, that this year there'll be no Shofar to be found. That's not Mestavra. For sure there's going to be a Shofar in the world, and for sure you're going to be able to mekayim this mitzvah. Here's what's a Svara. When the Torah says one thing you have to do to make Yovel, that's what you'll always have, that's blowing the Shofar. But the other tnoim of letting the avodim go free, it's not for sure you'll always have an eved in the world. Maybe this year there'll be no eved ivri. So therefore, that's not likuva for yovel. Rashi, she'asul yonam b'leishluch avodim. Ponim it happen, shein eved ivri b'Yisrael, she'yitzen shaluach. Maybe 1 year will be, there'll never be, that nobody will have an eved ivri this year. That could be. But v'yevshe can't be, shlo yeh shreifah motzi b'erlam. The thing is, yeshlo anu loymer. When a terrorist says one thing you do need, it means something that you'll always have. Or shayf you'll always have to blow. But shiluach avodim, it's not for sure you'll always have it. There could be sometimes nobody will have an eved ivri. Then the Gemara says dover achar. Another pshat in Rabbi Yosi is like this: that zu mesura lebezdin. Blowing the shayf is given over to bezdin. Bezdin is the one that blows the shayf. But Vizu ain't a Mesuru LeBezdin. The union of freeing the slaves is not totally in Bezdin. It's totally every private person, whoever owns an Eved Ivri, he has to free him now on Yovel, and maybe the people won't free them. So since the person won't do it, it's not Mestavra, he could be Ma'akev Yovel. Therefore, Yovel is totally what Bezdin has to do, blowing the Shofar, and not what private people have to do about freeing their slaves. Now the Gemara says, my Dover Achar. Why do you need the new teretz for? What's wrong with the first teretz, the first pshat? The mercy that is, v'chi taima, maybe you would say, i'efsha delek echad v'saif olam d'lei meshalach. In other words, who told you to say that for sure it's possible that there'll be no eved ivri at all in the world? It's not mistavra. For sure there'll be at least one eved ivri in the whole world. So for sure you can have the din of shiluach avodim. If so, what's the difference? What's the svar of Yosi? Why is the Torah totally it in Tkiyah Shofar and not in Shiluach Avodim? So that was his new svara to say that Zu Mesuru LeBezdin, it's a svara blowing the Shofar is totally in Bezdin, we'll rely on Bezdin to do it. But Zu Ein Mesuru LeBezdin, Mashenkin, letting the Avodim go free, it's totally in every private person. They were afraid maybe the person would not let his Eved go free, so therefore it's not totally in him. Therefore we say it's only totally in Tkiya Shofar. All right, a turnover. Now the Gemara explains like this. Bishleim the Rabbi Yosi kidekor matayimay. And we understand Rabbi Yosi, we just got finished saying the reason of Rabbi Yosi, comes out very good. Where Rabbi Yosi says it's totally Yovel is only Chal, where after Bezdin blows the Shofar. Mashenken, it's not totally, you don't have to have the Shluach Avodim. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, my timer. What's the shot in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite way. Rabbi Yehuda said that even though you don't blow the Shofar, still you have a Kedushas Yovel. As long as you set the Avodim free. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? The Gemara says, the pasuk says like this, Ukrosem dror boritz. You should call them free. Set all the Avodim free. And right after that, the pasuk says, Yovel he. So Kesava, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mikro Nidrash Lefonov, that's what the pasuk says, Yovel he. We say, you need something to make Yovel. That's the condition the Torah says right before this. What does the Torah say right before Yovel he? It says the parasha b'krosem dror, you should free the avodim. But for loy lefnei fonim, he doesn't dash in the post to go back on two things before it. So the parasha of tkiya shofar is like two psukim. That's the post that's the words before b'krosem dror. His first Torah says the inyan of blowing the shofar. Then it says on yovel b'krosem dror, you should free the avodim. And then it says the word yoveli. So Yovali only goes back on the union of freeing the Avodim, and it does not go back on before the union of Tkiya Shofar. So Mor says, but the Kula Yalm, everybody agrees that the Ror, Lashon Cheres, that the word Ror means the Lashon of freeing somebody. My Mashma, how do we know the word Ror means Lashon of being free? The Tanya would learn like this, Ein Ror El Lashon Cheres. The Lord Lashon, the word Ror means the Lashon of being free, a free person. And how do you know this? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, my Lashon Dror, you know what the word Dror comes from? Kimedaya Beidari, as if to say you have a right to live wherever you want. In other words, you're a free person. You can live wherever you want. Umayvul Schore B'chol Medina, and you can take your merchandise to sell it wherever you want, and any Medina you can take it to sell it. That's a right, like you're a free person, not like a slave that can't do whatever he wants. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Divra Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. These are the two shittas of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yovel is totally in a drawer freeing the slaves, and Rabbi Yosi Yodno is totally in Tkiya Shofar. Abu Chacham Marim Nechom say like this, Shaloshton Makeves Boy. No, the three in Yonim that the Torah talk about Yovel, you need all three things for the Kedushas Yovel to be Chal. You have to first blow the Shofar on Yom Kippur, you have to free the Avodim, and also you have to let the karka go back to the original owner. Why? Because Sarva the Chum hold that Mikra Nidrash, the Pasuk Yikudashim Lefonov, for something that it says right before it. In other words, the Pasuk says Yovel He. What makes up Yovel? Right before that, the Pasuk says Ukrosim Dror. So you have to free the Avodim. Then he also holds the Lefnei Fonov. You can also dash in the Pasuk Yovel He and what it says before Dror, that it says you should blow the Shofar. So we know you have to blow the Shofar in order to make a Yovel. Ula Achrov. You also dash in the pasuk of Yovel to what it says right after it, that right after that it talks about freeing the karka, giving back the karka to its original owner. For the Gemara I will ksiv Yovel Ahu, which is mashma Yovel Ahu, which is a ribui. Like you're adding, there are more times than it's Yovel. And according to Chum, it's not true. It's only Yovel if you have all these three conditions. So Gemara says, Ahu di afilu b'chutz lorot. It means that even a chutzlar also you have dinyan, if you own an eved ivri, you have to free the eved ivri on yovel. For the more I will ksiv boritz, it's mashma only in Eretz Yisrael you have dinyan of yovel, not in chutzlar. So more says it means to say like this: Ahu v'zman shenoy draw boritz noy b'chutzlar. At the time when there's a yovel noy in Eretz Yisrael, that you free yavodim in Eretz Yisrael, that's the halacha. Then you have to free the yavodim living in chutzlar also. But v'zman shenoy noy boritz. But at the times when you don't have the din yovel being neig in Eretz Yisrael, you should know ein neig b'chutz loritz. Who are din tak? It's tak and not neig in chutz loritz. Then the Gemara goes weiter that it says a lunatia. A Mishnah says what is a Rosh Hashanah Tishrei lunatia for the young growings.
That means, in other words, Ola. When you first start planting a tree, the lachari is the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. So when is the first year up that you start counting the second year? It's up on Rosh Hashanah. When it comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that's called the beginning of the second year. For the Gemara Minolam, how do we know this? That the din of Orla is totally in Tishrei. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Sholei Shonim Arelim. For 3 years, the fruit should be Orla, you're not allowed to eat them. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Uvashanah Horevis. But on the fourth year, that's the din of Revai, that then you are allowed to eat the fruits, but you have to eat them only in Yerushalayim, or else you have to be paid them my money and take the money up to Yerushalayim like Maaseh Sheni. Now it says, Uvashanah Horevis, V'yalev Shona Shona Mitishrei. We learn out the word of Ashona, the word Shona, from the Shona that says by Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. Yechsev, it says by the union of Yom Adin, Meireshis Hashona, from the beginning of the year. So the beginning of the year then means Yom Adin of Tishrei. Yerushalayim, it says the word of Ashona Harviyas, the year starts at Tishrei. Kred Gemara V'ligmar Shona Shona Menisin. No, let's learn out rather Shona. It says here of Ashona Harviyas, from the Pasuk that says that Rosh Chodesh, Yechsev, the Pasuk by Rosh Chodesh Nisin. Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Rishon hu lechem. Nisan is the first month. Lechotshei Hashanah, for all the months of the year. So says the word Hashanah here by Nisan. So Gemara says, no. Donin Shana Sheini Mochadoshim. By the Indian of Revai here, which is an extension of the 3 years of Orla, it says, Uvashanah Revias. It just mentions the word year, Uvashanah. It doesn't talk about the word of months, of Chadoshim. So Mishani learned this out from another place of Mishanah, Sheini Mochadoshim. By Rosh Hashanah, which says Mereshis Hashanah, it also only says the word Shana. It does not say the word of month Chadoshim. So you learn out Shana of Revai from Shana of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of Rosh Hashanah. Mashenkein V'yein Don in Shana. We do not learn out the word Shana by Revai Sheini Mochadoshim. Again, there it just says Uvashana Revias. It doesn't mention the word about months. Mishana Sheishi Mochadoshim. From another place of Nisan, but there it says the word Shona, but also says L'chodeshei Hashon, it says of the months of the year. So since there it does mention the word months, we don't learn it out from Revai. So in other words, Revai, the union of Orla, is totally in Tishrei and not totally in Nisan. Yeah, Morris says, Tona Rabbonim, go to the Brice like this. Echad HaNoita, whether you're planting a new tree. Echad HaMavrach. HaMavrach means like you have Natias Zemuris. You have like the long vines, and at the end of the vine, the end of the branch, you stick it into the ground to make it start growing again from there. The Yechad HaMarkiv, grafting. You graft a branch onto another tree. So it's called like you're making a new tree now. So the halacha is, if you do this, Erev Shvius, it's before Shemitah, the end of the sixth year. Shleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you do this, you graft 30 days, in other words, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, of the beginning of Shemitah, you start to graft your new tree. The halacha is also Lashana. It's considered 1 year is up already, Negeya Torah. That since it's being grown now for 1 month already, it's considered now when it comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah is starting the second year for the count of Orla. And Hu Adin Umut Elekaimah B'Shrias. You're also allowed to keep them on Shrias. In other words, it's not called you planted at B'Yisr. Even though there's a Mitzvah Esther we had before of Taisvis Shemitah, that you're supposed to stop planting 30 days before. But here, since you planted it before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, therefore wasn't planted B'Yisr, you're allowed to keep it, you're allowed to let it grow through Shemitah. What about Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Let's say you planted it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and also this is the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, then Loyol Soloshana. Since it hasn't been growing for a month yet, it's not considered the year is up, the first year doesn't start, it's not finished yet, until the next Rosh Hashanah. That's when you start the second year. The also lekaimam b'shrius. Also, the lachrish, you're not allowed to keep them through shrius. In other words, it's called, it was grown b'yisr. Because since there's the period of taste for shrius, that you have to stop planting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So since you planted this b'yisr, the lachrish, you're not allowed to keep it growing. You have to stop it. Abishno, upeiris, natiya.